I was forced into piano lessons when I was about 8 years old, and I started sax when I was about 11 or 12 as well. I didn't really start doing piano stuff until I got to uni in bands. It was always saxophone or drums. Julian Peretta, who I'm playing for, he's signed in France. We've got a tour in September and October coming up, so that'll be cool to get away for a couple of months. This last couple of weeks I've been doing some work with Gabriella Chilmi. She's just promoting a new album now. I just want to be in a band, really. I mean, and session work's come out of wanting to be in a band and creating your own music. That's any musician's ambition. To be able to do that and to earn money, that's obviously the height of kind of what I would want to do. To actually write something good at home, you've got to come up with something musical rather than just pressing an arpeggiator. It's got to have more to it than that. Even with the Pico, that kind of made me write in a different way than I would do if I was sat on a controller keyboard at home. What I'm hoping to achieve with this is what at home I would have to have a couple of samplers running, a program like Ableton, like recording and looping stuff, switching from section to section, a load of foot controllers. It kind of fits all of that into one. If I write something on an Eigenharp, I'll perform it on an Eigenharp. But live, I just think it looks great visually. Going to a gig concert and watching someone check their email or doing this and then moving a slider, with this it's kind of, you can visually, someone presses a button and something happens that you can see, and there's a light to prove it. I need to have a week where I just kind of lock myself away and come to grips with it. Just be able to kind of form a set that I can do by myself with that alone. The main thing would be that it's live performance on it.